Let's pray together. Our Father, we know why we're here today. We thank you for those who have paid the ultimate price in defending the freedoms that we so thoroughly enjoy. We ask that we would never forget as a people or as a nation. I thank you for what this day represents as we remember that lives matter. I pray that you would just be with us in a special way in the families that continue to grieve. Thank you for your amazing grace. Amen.
Please be seated. Thank you all for coming together to honor our nation's peace officers who have gave their lives in service to their communities. These officers were mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, and friends responding to a call to save a life or help someone in need. Let us remind ourselves that the safety of our family and our neighborhoods must not be taken for granted. The loss of each peace officer is a painful reminder that our security comes at a tremendous cost. I'd like to take a moment to recognize our honored and distinguished guests that are in attendance today. Dr. Carl Mooney and members of the College Station City Council, City Manager Kelly Templin and members of the City Manager's Office, Brian Mayor Andrew Nelson and his staff, City Manager Keem Register from Brian and members of the Brian City Manager's staff, Associate Vice President Chris Meyer from Texas A&M University, and Burleson County Sheriff Thomas Northwood. Our distinguished guests today are Jerry Hyatt, wife of fallen Bryan Police Officer Mark Hyatt, and his sister, Tracy Pollen. Our distinguished guests also include the Soders family of fallen Burleson County Deputy Adam Soders, his mother Ann, his grandmother Gladys, his aunt Linda, and his sister Alicia Soders. We are honored that you are here. I would like now to ask City of College Station Mayor Dr. Carl Mooney to come forward and read the proclamation.
This is a proclamation from the Office of the Mayor of the City of College Station. Whereas there are approximately 1 million law enforcement officers serving in communities across the United States, including the dedicated members of the College Station Police Department, and whereas nearly 50,000 assaults against law enforcement officers are reported each year, resulting in approximately 14,000 injuries, and whereas since the first reported death in 1791, more than 20,000 law enforcement officers in the United States have made the ultimate sacrifice and been killed in the line of duty, and whereas the names of these dedicated public servants are engraved on the walls of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C., and whereas new names of fallen heroes are being added to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial this spring, including 144 officers killed in 2016, and whereas the service and sacrifice of all officers killed in the line of duty will be honored during the 30th Annual Law Enforcement Memorial Service held at the American Pavilion in Veterans Park, and whereas the memorial service is part of National Police Week, which takes place this year on May 15th through 21st, and whereas May 15th is designated as Peace Officers Memorial Day in honor of all fallen officers and their families, and U.S. flags should be flown at half staff. Now, therefore, I, Carl P. Mooney, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor of the City of College Station, Texas, do hereby proclaim May 15th through 21st, 2017, as National Police Week, and call upon the citizens of College Station, of Bryan, and of all the Brazos Valley to publicly salute the service of law enforcement officers in our community and in communities across the nation. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused to be affixed the seal of the City of College Station, Texas, this 17th day of May, 2017. May God bless you all in your service.
Thank you, Dr. Mooney. Our keynote speaker for the Peace Officer Memorial is College Station Police Department Chief Scott McCullum. Chief McCullum began his law enforcement career at the College Station Police Department in 1985 after graduating from Texas A&M University with a degree in a Bachelor of Science degree. He started as a patrol officer and has worked his way through the ranks of police officer, criminal investigator, SWAT operator, training officer, sergeant, lieutenant, and assistant chief. He was appointed the chief of police in October of 2014. Scott McCullough is a graduate of the 201st session of the Federal Bureau of Investigation National Academy, the FBI Executive Development Program, an active member of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, and the Texas Police Chiefs Association. He is vice president for Scotty's House Child Advocacy Center, treasurer for the East Central Texas Police Chief Association, and chairman of the Texas Police Chief Association Membership Committee and Teach Central Texas Police Academy Advisory Board. He has dedicated his life to public service and works diligently to decrease the number of officers that paid the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. It is my privilege to introduce College Station Police Chief Scott McCullough.
Good afternoon. We truly appreciate you being here today. It means a lot to the officers that serve this community. It means a lot to the officers of this entire nation. On behalf of the dedicated men and women of law enforcement of the Brazos Valley, it's truly a privilege and honor to be here to acknowledge the service and recognize the lives of those brave men and women we honor today. Today we gather for the 30th Annual Law Enforcement Memorial Service. This service is being held in conjunction with many similar type ceremonies as we recognize National Law Enforcement Memorial Week. As mentioned, this week is designated to honor the memory of those officers who have made the ultimate sacrifice, their lives, for our protection, enforcement of our laws, and our freedom. It is also a time when we must acknowledge and recommit ourselves to the work our law enforcement officers do each and every day. The officers we honor today made this selfless decision to serve. They never lost faith in their mission. They never lost passion to serve their respective communities. Some came from families with a long history in law enforcement, and some were the first to ever wear a badge in their family. Yet whatever their origin, they each had their own story and made a conscious decision to make a difference. We honor them not because of how they died, but we honor them because of how they lived. Each time I stand next to a law enforcement memorial wall, I run my hand across that wall and those names on the wall. And I think about the lives behind those names, the families, friends, and colleagues they leave behind. I think about their dedication and commitment to protect the communities that they serve. In 2016, nationwide, law enforcement fatalities rose to their highest level in the last 5 years. According to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial website, updated statistics show that nationwide, 143 law enforcement officers died in the line of duty during 2016. That compares with 137 in 2015 and 136 in 14. Looking at the statistics in 2016, gunfire killed a majority of the officers, followed by vehicular crashes and vehicular assaults. 21 officer deaths were a result of ambush-style attacks, an alarming and cowardly trend we have seen as of late. Among the states, Texas had the highest number of officer fatalities. As you will notice on the back of your program, 21 officers were from the great state of Texas. As for 2017, there have already been 50 line of duty deaths across the country in the first 5 months of the year. Just yesterday, the FBI released their report of officers killed feloniously or by criminal act in 2016. A review of that report reveals that 66 officers died as a result of this felonious activity, a 61% increase as compared to last year. An interesting aspect of that report is that of those 66, only 50 were wearing body armor. The report also states that 26 officers died as a result of automobile accidents, And of those officers, only eight were wearing seatbelts. This is a grave reminder to all of us to follow the basic cornerstones for officer safety. We must stay physically fit, mentally fit, always wear our body armor, slow down, and buckle up. While some may think we are immune to tragedies here in the Brazos Valley, we're not. We have experienced line of duty deaths as well. In 2000, we lost Bryan PD Officer Mark Hyatt to a motorcycle accident. In 2012, we lost Brazos County Precinct 1 Constable Brian Bachman to an active shooter incident. And in 2013, we lost Burleson County Sergeant Adam Soders when a suspect opened fire upon him while he was serving a search warrant. Just here recently in December, Brian Officer Joel Bravo was responding to a robbery call while looking for suspects. He was shot in the chest. Fortunately for his bulletproof vest, it did its job, and Officer Bravo was able to walk away and return to work a few days later. In March, a DPS trooper made a traffic stop near Academy on Highway 6 in College Station and was fired upon by suspects as they attempted to flee. So obviously, we're not immune. You know, reflecting upon the past year, it has been a very difficult one for the professional law enforcement. As a profession, not only did we face incredible loss, we faced much criticism and scrutiny. However, despite this situation, 99.9% of law enforcement officers report to duty each and every day with a servant heart, treating others with dignity and respect, and striving to do the very best they can for their communities. I'm confident that despite the scrutiny and many questions about how we perform our professional duties, a majority of people believe in us. Here in the Brazos Valley, we have truly been blessed with very, very strong support, and we are thankful for that. That support is not only for the job that we do, but also for what we represent. We represent the spirit and success of democracy and a free nation because without law and order, our country would be destined for anarchy. You, officers, survivors, know what your fellow officers stood for and how they felt about their jobs and the communities they served. Like you, they believed in their profession and gave their heart and soul to the job. Like you, they helped turn the tide against the criminal element in our society and develop community relationships in an effort to remove barriers of distrust. Like you, they worked in partnership with their communities to fight crime, disorder, and improve quality of life. And I'm confident that in our respective communities, it's because citizens and police officers working together that we can and do make a difference. You know, the word nobility is a term that is often associated with professional law enforcement, but many may not know what that exactly means. Nobility is defined as greatness of character and high ethical qualities or ideals that serve a cause greater than self, faithfulness to a higher calling or purpose. As officers, you and those who have gone before you have volunteered to follow a higher standard with higher degrees of integrity, honesty, and conduct. You have volunteered to protect this nation, its citizens, and those unable to protect themselves. You volunteer day in and day out to run towards danger to the sound of gunfire when everyone else is running away. You hold your ground in defense of all others so that they are able to live safely. So you are very unique and special people. John 15:13 reads, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." That truly is a very special character trait. While today we honor all men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice of their tomorrows so that we may live in peace today, let us not forget that they're not the only ones who made the sacrifice. Their mothers, fathers, wives, husbands, sons, daughters, co-workers and friends are all left behind to carry on, to cope and find meaning within that tragedy. I ask that you keep them in your thoughts and prayers. And as we leave this place, let me leave you with a few final thoughts. In what other occupation is one expected to make correct, split-second, serious, and possibly life and death decisions while navigating complicated laws and procedures, to lay his or her life down on the line for total stranger, where almost every aspect of activity draws criticism from critics? The answer, law enforcement. You know, as I mentioned, it takes a truly special person to be a police officer. And officers, you should be proud of the freedoms you defend and know that your respective organizations in this community truly appreciate what you do each and every day. It is your willingness to selflessly protect and serve that inspires us all. In closing, we must recognize and think about the individual behind the badge. There's a heart behind that badge. The officer or public safety employee is not only a valuable asset to our community, they're a member of our community, a husband, a wife, a father, mother, son or daughter, a baseball coach, a Sunday school teacher. They are that thin blue line between order and chaos, and we cannot afford the loss. But as sad and painful as our loss may be, I do know that all of us can take both comfort and pride in one undeniable truth. These men and women did not die in vain. They were taken from us doing what they did best, serving, protecting, and defending not only their individual communities, but also the ideals, values, and freedoms that are so uniquely ours as Americans. With every inscription, honor their memory. With every thought, remember their sacrifice. These brave men and women will live in our hearts forever as examples of the best our country has to offer. They are forever part of the noble profession of law enforcement. God bless you and the other brave and courageous men and women who have given the ultimate sacrifice to this great nation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chief McCullough. We will now present the memorial wreath in honor of those officers who have given their lives in the line of duty.